Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, February 9th. Welcome to Beauty Talk. Tonight, our guest is Deshawn Hatcher, but before we speak with Deshawn, I'm going to turn everything over to my sister, Denise, and she has a little bit of beauty news for us tonight.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. We were supposed to have Nicole Patterson to come on and speak about her skincare line that she just came out with called Last Looks by Cole, but she had to reschedule, so we'll try to get her on next week. But just very briefly, I wanted to remind everyone about FABAIC, which is the Face and Body Art International Convention. It will be held May 22nd through the 25th of this year. The theme is Blast from the Past, and that will take place in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And once we get more information on that, I will definitely pass that along. But again, that will be May 22nd through 25th, and that's the Face and Body Art International Convention. I pretty much try to mention this particular convention every year because it's just full of, I mean, if you are a face painter or a body painter, whether you're doing clown makeup or monster makeup, this is the convention for you. I've been able to attend one time in the past, but it's so full of so much education that it's so hard to kind of, you know, take everything in 1 or 2 days. It's really a convention that you need to be there for, you know, at least, I would say, at least 3 days. But it's a well-attended convention. It's always a great time, and, of course, it's always great weather as well. But, again, it's May 22nd through 25th, and I just wanted to read the latest quote from Marietta Carter's 2014 Makeup Weekly Planner. The quote for this week is from Bernard Salzman. He's a director and a DP. Love of beauty is taste. The creation of beauty is art. Love of beauty is taste. The creation of beauty is art. And that's from Bernard Salzman. And that's all I have for you this week.
All right. Sounds good. I just want to remind everybody that if you have a comment or a question, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. 4399. And let me just say this really quickly. We are encouraging everyone to call in with your comments and your questions. I know week after week, everyone has to have something they want to say about what the guest is talking about. So please call in and share your comments with us. We'll be glad to have you on the line with us. And again, that number is 914-803-4399. So everyone knows our guest. She's been on the show a couple of times before, so I'm not going to introduce her. I'm going to let her introduce herself in her own way. So welcome to the show, Deshawn Hatcher.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Because you guys are on speakerphone.
We need to be turn your volume up just a little bit.
Here, I'll pick it up. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey. I can hear you.
Is that better? Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Deshawn Hatcher, makeup artist in New York City, and I'm here to help. So if you have questions, please ask me some questions. Don't wait till later when I'm gone.
Right, right, right. When you don't have time to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that a little bit, too, in tonight's conversation. But, Deshawn, I was on your blog, and I was looking at the post that you had out there in regards to assisting tonight's conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my God, just the very first one is enough to even just get started. But why don't you start off tonight's conversation first by defining what is assisting? What does that mean to you?
Okay. Assisting means you are there to assist the key person in charge, the key hair, the key makeup. You're there to assist. Assisting is a myriad of things. It could be from doing makeup to not doing anything but standing there and listening to what the key wants you to do. There was one time I had to babysit, y'all, okay? I had to babysit. I had to clean the kit. What else did I have to do? I had to do a whole bunch of things that day and do makeup. So assisting is you're there to assist the key because the key cannot leave the set. That's the one thing people have to understand. We cannot leave. So that is why you're there to help us with every little, oh, my God, can you go get some coffee, to, hey, that model over there needs lipstick. It's a myriad of things. It's never just one thing. It's a whole bunch mm-hmm. of things.
Absolutely.
Deshawn, let me just ask you this, to just talk about when you say assisting, let's just say for you, because assisting can be different for me. Describe what types of jobs you're doing where you're in need of an assistant. Because if I'm doing like a film or television job, the whole assistant thing is a little tricky. It's a little different.
True.
So just specify, what types of jobs you're talking about.
That's very true. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice today, too. I have no internet. I'm losing my voice. It's just a bad week for me. Lord help me. Okay, it's very true because when you're working on a film and television show, I never have an assistant when I'm doing something like that. But when I'm doing print work, which is anything from, you know, like a magazine, what we call print, the print world is like the fashion world. So when I have, like, I'm doing a fashion show or I'm working on a magazine editorial, fashion editorial, things like that is when you really need an assistant to come and help you do whatever it is you need to just set up, like I said, to work on models or whatever. It's like I said, a myriad of things. But it really is, to me, it's really for more of the print world people than it is for the television and film world.
Right. Tell me a little bit about some of the issues that you've come across with having an assistant.
And now my phone is ringing. Lord help me. An assistant. Some of the things I've had problems with. They can be extremely late to set, which is not cool because you're supposed to be there before me, okay? Because I might be late, so I need you there to smooth them over to say, you know what? She's on her way. You know, don't worry about her. She's coming. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you guys, the assistants can be very late. They can be very lazy. They don't want to do things. I remember asking an assistant, hey, can you go get us, the plural, us, hey, can you get us some coffee? Because the coffee guy was out, and she looked at me like I had five heads. And I was like, wow, okay, we have attitude. Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll work around her attitude. I mean, so it's like the attitude that you might get, the lateness, the lots of talking. They want to talk. Good Lord, they want to tell me their history. What else do they, I mean, there's a whole, good Lord, there's a whole bunch of things that can happen with an assistant because they don't really understand what it's about. A lot of times they want to give me advice on makeup, like I might stand there and go, oh, what color should I choose? And I say it out loud, you know, oh, what color? And they'll chime in and say, I think you should do blue because I think blue is the world. And I'm like, honey, I ain't asking you. That's just a, you know, a rhetorical question to myself. So they want to pitch in, they want to help, but sometimes they're too helpful. You know, it's like little things like that. Good Lord, I should have written down everything that all my friends told me. They all, after that article came out, I got a whole bunch of other things to say. But it was just, it's a lot of things that I don't think that people understand what assisting is all about. And the reason why I write the what I wrote, which is basically assistants are there to be quiet and listen to the key, because things on our job can change at the drop of a dime. So one minute you could be talking to me and everything's fine, and the next minute I notice something in the corner of my eye and I go, shh, don't say anything, just be quiet. And it's important that you understand that, well, me, I'm going to talk about me and I'm talking about my friends, but it's important you understand that when I say something, it's for a reason. I'm not doing it to be bitchy or anything. It's for a reason. So if we were having fun 4 seconds ago, and right now I say, shh, that I mean, shh, that's it. Stop talking to me. So it's like mm-hmm. that. It's like they don't understand those little things. I think they can get bent out of shape over things like that. And I don't have time to explain it. It's not like, it's not a lesson. It's the other thing that I keep writing whenever I write about assisting. People think it's a lesson. Oh, I get a lesson. I get a lesson in makeup today with Deshaun. It's like, no, you have to work. It's a job. I'm working a job right now. So if you want a lesson, you can either come take a class. Most of the times when I have assistants and when they're fabulous, I will give them a private class. I'll say, come on, come mm-hmm. to my house, bring a model, sit down, and I'll give you a class. That's not everybody. I want to make that clear.
Okay. Right.
But, okay, all my friends will be like, oh, Deshaun said you give me a private class. No, that's not true. But that's what I'm saying. So there's a whole bunch of things that assisting entails, and one thing is it's not an attitude. Be quiet, speak when spoken to, and just do what you're told. And believe me, you'll have fun, but just do what you're told, and then the day will go smoothly.
Right. Well, you know, in their defense, is there something that the key makeup artist should be saying up front when they make the phone call and say, hey, I want you to come to, and assist me on this particular job? Is there something that the key artist should be saying up front so that when you get to set, there won't be any misunderstandings what you're going to be doing today?
Yes, yes. I was running into a problem myself where I wouldn't say anything. I would just say, hey, would you like to assist me today? And then they say yes, and I say, cool. And then I might, you know, pull you aside before we start and say, hey, look, this is the deal, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, there were a lot of times that I didn't tell people, you know, what I was expecting of them. So I knew if I got bitten the behind by it, it was my fault. So I made up this list. As you see, I write. So I made up a list of do's and don'ts, and I send mm-hmm. it to them, and I make them email it back to me and say, I read this, okay? Because I want you to see. I want to see mm-hmm. if you read it. And then you do 95% of the things on there that I say don't do. So on one hand, I want to say, well, yeah, I guess we all should have a sit down and talk and, you know. But on the other hand, when you do send them out some information, sometimes they just don't read it, and they just ignore it. And they'll mm-hmm. just come to set and tra-la-la and come to set, and then I'll say, hey, didn't you read that thing I sent you? You know, you wrote back. Oh, yeah, I read it, but, you know, I didn't think you were serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's kind of hard. Like, you can have a conversation, and I always now have conversations, but it doesn't matter. They do kind of what they want to do until they yelled at or until, you know, until you never speak to them again. Then they go, oh, well, maybe I should have done this or I should have done that. So
wow.
You do tell. I know people do tell people what to do. I tell people what to do. But sometimes I think it's the excitement, especially, you know, they get excited. You're excited to be on set. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's the music. The music can be pumping, the models, the clothes, or this. It's really cool. So I could see how you could get distracted. But at the same mm-hmm. time, we do, I tend to find that my people, and when I say my people, my peeps, my other key artists, they do tend to speak to their people and say, look, this is what I expect of you today. But a lot of times it just kind of goes in one ear, not the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't...
Well, I'm just speaking from my experience. One of the very first times that I assisted anyone that was outside of a film job was Reggie Wells, and I'm not sure if it was 2000 or if it was 99, but somewhere around there. And I assisted him in New York with Destiny's Child, and the night before he told me to bring your kit, bring all of your stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I get on the train with all of my stuff, and I get there, and we're in the hotel room, and I'm there for a while, because at this point we're all just sitting around talking. Nothing is being done. And then all of a sudden we started getting, right before they started getting ready, he sends me, he gives me money and sends me to the department store to pick up makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out, I go shopping for the makeup, I come back, he's getting ready to get started, and then there's something else that he forgot, so he sends me back out.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back out. Go back, come back, and then he gets started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything but just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the makeup. And the only makeup I did that day was right before, you know, once all the girls, like, I don't know who he did first, but maybe when the first two girls were finished, he wanted me to go, like, kind of go back and, you know, touch them up with powder while he was finishing up the third girl.
Mm-hmm.
That was all the makeup I did. Never had to open up my kit to do makeup, but he did ask me to open my kit because he always liked how neat I kept my kit, so he wanted me to kind of almost like showing off, so he wanted me to open my kit, and then everybody was like, oh, look at all this stuff. Oh, your kit is so neat. That's kind of what he wanted to be seen. But other than that, I didn't have to touch any of my stuff, and I didn't sit there and say, oh, when is he going to let me do makeup? All I knew is that I was there to assist in any way,
uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, I was going to get paid, and
right.
I was happy with that. I was happy with that. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you. I know. Go ahead.
If you want me to come to New York to sit and watch you, that was fine. He was paying for my train, and he paid me for the day.
Well. That is lovely. Can I assist him? Hello? Shoot.
You know what I mean? Well, that was the very first time. I mean, after then, I had to do makeup. But the next few times, I had to do makeup. But I'm just saying, the very first time, you know, he tells me to bring everything. So in some people's mind, when somebody says, bring your whole kit, bring all your stuff, you're thinking that you're going to be doing makeup.
And that's very true.
But when you get there, he sends me out to the department store twice, and then he sends me across the street to the drugstore for something. And then other than that, I'm there, and the only thing I do is do some light touch-up. I wasn't sitting around upset because, you know, I wasn't doing more than that.
Right.
You know, I mean, this was Destiny's Child. I know everybody would have been excited to, like, oh, can I do somebody or whatever.
Exactly.
Nope. I was just happy with whatever it was he wanted. I was going to do, and then I was going to leave with my money in my hand.
You know, what happened to you is very typical. That can be, every now and then I'll say to assistant, yeah, bring your kit. And then
mm-hmm.
they won't use it. They might actually just work out of mine. But right now, for you, yeah, bring your kit. Because
mm-hmm.
I personally, if you're going to do anything, I want you to be comfortable with what you're doing. So
right.
if you're comfortable with your makeup, I'm not going to try to make you use mine in terms of, like, you know, you can't figure that out.
Right.
It's just, you know, so bring your kit. But there are times that I say, hey, bring your kit, and their kit stays underneath the table, and they don't
yep.
use it. So, or you don't do makeup. There were days that I said, yeah, bring your kit, and then all of a sudden something in the back has changed, and I'm like, uh-oh, okay, I'll just do it. Forget it. You know, here's the deal also what has happened with assistants, because we were talking about, you know, funkiness with assistants. Things like that, I'll say, hey, bring your kit, and let's say they beat me to set, right? So they're there, okay? Now, this has happened several times, okay? They show up before I get there. Good for you. I give you kudos. But then when they get there, they are the most rude, snotty people in the history of snottydom. And they go up there and they go, yes, I'm here to assist Deshaun Hatcher. Yes, are you talking to me? Because you can't be talking to me because I'm here to assist Deshaun Hatcher. Now, it's lovely that they feel that way about me, but you don't know who the heck you're talking to. So when the photographer comes over to me and says, you know, your assistant is rude, before I even get my kit out, I'm like, wow, really? She's the sweetest thing. What are you talking about? So another reason why you might not be doing makeup that day is because you have set somebody off before I've even gotten there. And that has happened quite a bit, where I will get the report that the assistant has showed up and showed her behind, and they will have none of her. Okay?
Well, let me ask you all this. Do you think some of the attitude comes from the fact that some of these assistants have their own agenda before they even show up?
Well, they must, don't you think?
They have to.
If you have that kind
of attitude. They have to.
If you already have that kind of attitude, and you haven't even assisted me yet. This is your first time. Most of the time, whenever these things happen, it's normally their first time assisting me. That's number one. And so it's sort of like, well, where is this air coming from? I don't understand it. Whether or not I am Pat McGrath to whomever, you don't speak to people in a manner that is ill-fitting. You just say, hi, I'm here to assist Deshaun and move on. And I find that you're right. I feel like there's some type of weirdo agenda in there, and they never assist me again after that. Never. Because I'm like, what's up with that? Rude to everybody, not just to rude to everybody before I get there. So I don't
know. Some makeup artists are so hungry to get that big break. And I just find that a lot of makeup artists are not willing to work hard to get to where you are or wherever. I just feel like they want it the easy way. So if they get the opportunity to assist, then they feel like that's their opportunity. You know, like if they don't come away with some type of contact or something that, you know, sometimes I feel like they think it's over for them. But the thing is, you've worked hard to get where you are.
Mm-hmm. Very hard.
Everybody in the business has got to do the same thing, or it's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the relationships that you have because you were just lucky.
No.
You had to do something. You know, you had to get in front of those photographers. You had to do a good job. Your skill level had to be at a certain place. You know, you were nice to people. You knew how to talk to people. You were a professional. You were respectful. People like that. That's how you maintain relationships. You're consistent. Every time you work with certain photographers, you're consistent. You know, your work is good each and every time. You're professional each and every time.
That's how we all have to be. But it's when you meet assistants who already have a nasty attitude, you're sort of like, wow, well, I don't know how far you're going to get if you possess this nasty attitude. I'm really floored by it. I'm shocked, because a lot of times what will happen is they'll pull me aside. Sometimes when I first walk in, they'll say, you know what your assistant did? I'm like, whoa, what? I just got here. Or they will wait until the very end, and they'll say, Deshaun, let me tell you what your assistant did when she walked in this morning. And I'm floored. I'm just so embarrassed, and I'm just shocked that they would act in that kind of manner. You don't walk onto a set and just be nasty to people. I can only imagine if you got your first, you know, real keying job and you were nasty to people, you would not work. People, I think that when they watch television, I think TV has a lot to do with this as well. When they watch the Jerseylicious's, the Licious's of life, and they see these makeup artists acting a fool, I think they think that's what is required to work in this field. And it's the complete opposite of it. All that talking back and forth and Chicago issues with that guy, and he's talking back and forth to the makeup artists, and we don't do that. You don't do that. You know what I mean? Or if some people, I don't like to gossip about other people's business. I really don't, because it's not my business to tell your business. But here we go. You got somebody who wants to just, you know, a celebrity's all their business. Like the hair person might want to say all of somebody's business. Now, if that's the way they want to act, that's fine. But that's not the way you're supposed to do it. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. You really are supposed to be there to just, that you're there to assist me and I'm there to assist them. That's basically how it is. I take my orders from somebody else just as you're taking your orders from me. That's it. We're all here to work together. And if you walk on and you think you are like diva gone, you know, gone to the Lord or something, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And not everybody's as nice as I am, and we'll let you, I mean, most of the time I'll just, let, you know, I have to let it go and let you stay and get your experience, but I won't call you again. But some people will rag you out on set. You will be embarrassed. It's not a good thing. You just should come with a really pleasant attitude, just ready to go for whatever. Just ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Child, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean, the reason why I had written that whole thing, because that was like kind of like the third installment on assisting, because I can see that assisting seems to be the major issue that keeps coming up on message boards and everything. People just don't seem to get it. And so I always find myself writing again, okay, here's another thing about assisting you should know, or, you know, like this last one was because this young lady wrote on a message board how she felt that senior artists snub newbies. Well, we snub them. We don't want anything to do with them. And we purposely do not answer your emails or your text or whatever. We purposely do not do that because it's a conspiracy amongst all of us senior artists that we have come together not to do that. We have met in a room and decided we are not going to answer any newbies thing. And it pissed me off. I was really angry. I was like, how dare you? I answer people's emails. I know other people answer people's emails, but it doesn't seem to work in their favor. So, of course, now we're all evil keys, and we don't want to talk to them. We don't want to deal with them. And so the whole assisting thing is just like, I wish people could understand it a little bit more. And I think I wish they could understand our time as key artists, as people, as human beings, that we cannot sit down and literally answer every single email, text, or whatever that comes our way. It is impossible to do that. And I wish they could understand that, and I wish they wouldn't take it so hard and so personally. And I know why they do, because they're like, oh, I reached Denise, or Denise, I reached Deshaun, and I got my email through, and she's going to answer me back. And then when we don't, it's like a crushing blow, you know.
Right.
And I understand that you want an answer, but you guys have this fantastic radio show. I have a blog. Everybody else and their mother has a blog. So if you can't get your answer through me coming at you personally, my blog will probably tell you what you need to know if you just read it.
Didn't we say in the beginning to call and ask questions? If you had questions, to call and ask the questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is nobody asking?
You know?
Nobody's asking questions. See? You see? And that's what I'm saying. This is exactly my point. I am here. Ask me questions, please. And it's sort of, it's like pulling teeth. But if I'm walking down the makeup show, then all of a sudden everybody stops me. I can't walk 3 steps. Oh, can I show you my book? Can I do this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, okay, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to see any makeup today. And it's just sort of like, well, I was on Blog Talk a while ago. You could have talked to me then. You could have, you know what I mean? It's sort of like they miss the opportunities that you get. And I can't fathom it. I just don't understand. Like when I first started, there was no you guys. There was nothing, barely anything out there. And so if somebody had a class, I took the class. If somebody wrote a book, I bought the book. I mean, I was like starving for information.
Deshaun, there was Baylor and Internet.
Exactly. Seriously, there was barely Internet, and my school that I went to was like the first school in New York City to even think about doing any kind of makeup course, a real makeup course. I was like the first year of their makeup course. You know what I mean? Like, Come on. Now look at mud and this one and that one all over the place. So I'm dying for information. I'm starving for information. And then these people just I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe they have too much information. I'm not sure what it is. I'm lost. I don't understand the problem of not wanting to reach out when you have the ability to reach out. That's something that just floors me. I don't get it. Like, if you guys are on there listening to me, pick up the phone and ask me a question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I sometimes feel like newbies feel like we owe them something. Like, just because you've achieved certain things in your career, now when they reach out to you, you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to give them the answer to that, and you're supposed to show them how to do this and how to do that. And there's nothing wrong with giving back and helping people, but you have to do that in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty Talk on Blog Talk Radio is our way. So, again, just like Deshaun said, you know, if we don't get around to answering your emails, don't be upset. You know, because you have to think about working makeup artists. That means they're working, and then they also have their regular lives, whatever that is. And so between working long hours, especially on film sets, I mean, a 14-hour day is normal for the glam squad. So working 14 hours plus, and then coming home, you know, you have to do your own stuff. You still have a career that you have, looking for more work, making sure you get paid for the work that you did, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
then
right.
After that, when you get a chance to get a little bit of sleep and then turn around and do it all over, excuse me if I don't have time for your email.
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, I think also it's them not understanding how much time it takes. I just don't think they, because I know I've had assistants on set with me for the first time, and they're like exhausted, like hour eight, they're exhausted. I'm like, honey, come on, let's go. And they're like, oh my God, more? I don't think people understand, again, because they watch television and they see the high-end people just stroll in, do something, and everybody collapse their hands and then they leave. I feel like they have a false sense of what it is to be a makeup artist. Because it's a lot of hours. I did a music video. I swear to you, it was 24 hours, literally 24 hours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my assistants were falling asleep on the sofas and just passing out. And I was like, come on, gotta go, gotta get up, gotta work. It is literally 24 hours. And so it's like, I don't think that people, you know, when you look at this industry, it's so glamorous and so funny. You're only looking at the top 4% when you're seeing people on television. You're looking at, like, the top 4% of makeup artists. And they don't, I mean, not saying they don't work hard. Obviously they do. But they have managers. And I don't have a manager. That's the other thing that people don't understand. I am a freelancer. We are all self-employed people. So I don't have all that. I'm just Deshaun had to run around trying to get paid. So it's just sort of like I just feel like television is really doing the industry a disservice because you're looking at the higher echelon of makeup artistry, and that is not the typical makeup artist that you see running around set and working. We work hours and hours and hours and hours. And I want to say this also in reference to when you do get through to us, and sometimes when I do open up your emails, sometimes, yes, I have downtime. We all do. I have downtime on set. And I'm like, oh, somebody emailed me today. What does this say? And it is a book. It literally is a book of your life. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's like, wow, I don't need to know about you this much right now. And I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Oh, my God, I reached somebody, and maybe they'll listen to me or I get it. I understand. But it's too much. It's too long. If people understood just to kind of say, hey, Deshaun, I got a question, and blurt the question out, that would, I could read it faster, and I would probably sit there and answer you back faster. But when it goes on, well, yes, I came from corporate America, too, and I'm trying to do this, and it just goes on, and I have four kids, and I don't need to know that. I need to know what it is that you want, and I know that's a lot, that's a pet peeve of a lot of us who really do want to reach out, really do want to help you, but we don't have time. I'm telling you, when you're on a phone and you get that kind of message, it just goes on and on and on, and then they'll ask you something like, well, how do I build my portfolio? And I'm like, well, I have a blog, and it tells you that on my blog, so why are you asking me that particular question? So there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that they could do, which is just get to the point, hi, get to the point, and then see if we answer your question. But the most important thing is to get to the point, because right. That's the problem with, I mean, 99% of people will write me a book. It just goes on and on and on and on, and we just, I can't. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I can read, and then I have a freaking Note 2, a Galaxy Note 2 with a big screen. It can hold a lot of text. Child, I am scrolling, okay? Scrolling reading these people's things. It's just too much. You don't need to give us your history. If you have a question, simply ask that question. If we answer you back, hooray. If we don't, please do not take it so personally. Just keep it moving. Somebody will answer you. Somebody will answer you. Or if you went to a search engine and typed in your question, it might just pop up. You never know. How many pictures should I put in my professional makeup artist portfolio? Type that in. You'll be amazed at what kind of answers will come up. Just have it come up.
Exactly. You know, one thing I wanted to talk to you about and see what everybody thinks about this. Okay, so we have an assistant on set. Let's say everything has gone right with the assistant.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If the assistant comes and pretty much all you have her do is just do things like maybe get you coffee, clean your brushes, and maybe touch up, like give somebody some powder.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So let's say that somebody is, you know, a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Project is over with. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a video or a photo shoot or whatever, but the project is over with. And now this assistant has gone to put this information on their resume. And they're going to say that they did... The celebrity. They did this job, number one, and they did this celebrity. What's the right thing to do? And first of all, tell me if that assistant, number one, if that assistant is wrong, and then if so, what's the correct thing to do?
Okay. I had to learn this myself a long time ago. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you two answers, okay? And then people are like, well, that's not the answer I want, but this is two answers. For me, if I get permission, if I'm an assistant, I get permission from the key, and she says, yeah, girl, go ahead, put on your thing, that's one thing. But technically, you're not supposed to do that because the key is the reason why you're there is because the key has brought you on to assist. That's not your job. If you're hired for that job in terms of we want this person over here to be it, that's one thing. And your check goes to you, that's one thing. But if you're there because of someone else, a la a key, that is not your job. So that's the thing that I think they need to understand, which I don't think they do understand. I mean, it's happened to me where I had an assistant go behind my back to get these pictures from a shoot. Now, she just ran and put powder on somebody. She put powder on the girl. I even said, don't put too much powder on her. She goes, yeah, I know. This is when she started to turn on me. And then I said, oh, something funky's going on with her, but I'll let it go. And then, sure enough, she went behind my back and contacted the photographer. She got the pictures. She did all these things. And then all of a sudden, the photographer doesn't speak to me anymore. And I'm like, well, what just happened with that one? So it's just you're an assistant. There's nothing on that set that belongs to you. not the talent that you touched, nothing. It doesn't belong to you. That is all the keys' job. So literally, I've heard of some keys who sit there and do nothing all day long. They literally do nothing. When I tell you nothing, they don't do anything. And unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. If they do nothing and you do everything, you have done everything, you have sweated bullets, that is not your job. Your job was brought on to assist, so you cannot take credit for that job. I did a job many moons ago where I was an assistant, and it was a big ad campaign, and I was there to assist. In fact, she had like four assistants on this shoot. And it just so happened that when the ad came out, that was my, because we all had our own models to work on. It just so happened the models they chose were mine. I was like, oh, my God, look at my work. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, and I was like, I have a major ad campaign. I was like, oh, no, you don't. That's not your work. I couldn't use it. I didn't put it on my resume. It's not my job. Now, that ad campaign would have looked real sweet in my book, but that was not my job. Even if you do the sneaky thing where they go, I assisted, which is fine. Like sometimes, you know, you've seen the resumes where they'll say, I don't know, worked on Beyonce's video, assisted so-and-so. That's fine because at least people know what your role was on there. But when you don't include the I assisted so-and-so, then everybody who reads your resume will assume that that is your job. And it is not your job. So I hope that makes sense, what I just said to everybody. When you assist, even if you do everything and get the coffee, unfortunately, it is not your job to claim for yourself. Is it unfair? Yeah, it sort of is unfair. I think it sucks, okay? That's why I didn't assist that much, because I felt like, wait a minute, I'm running around busting my behind for XYZ over here, and I'm not getting any credit? You could screw that. So, yes, does it suck? Yeah, it does suck. But sometimes you're on set and you learn so much, it kind of weighs itself out. So, again, does it suck? Yes, it does. Just move on. Just chalk it up. You will get your celebrities. Believe me. They come, honey. They come. They come. They come. They come. They're here. They'll fly into your chair. There are people who haven't even been in the industry that long who are working on celebrities right now. It just, don't worry about it. They will come to you. They may not pay you. They will come to you. Everybody gets, when you stay in the industry at least 2-3 years, every celebrity will, needs hair and makeup, and, they'll reach out to newbies all the time. They love newbies for some reason. They reach out to newbies all the time. You guys will get your celebrity. Look, Nicki Minaj just picked her makeup artist off of YouTube. Okay? So y'all will get your chance. Don't be in such a rush just to snatch other people's work. They'll come. Believe me. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So now that you've said that, how would you handle a situation where, let's say, somebody just created their new website, and you go to the website, and you see the job that they assisted you on the website, and they said that they did that particular celebrity that you had them touch up. How do you handle that?
I would either call you. Actually, I don't really. I'm so corporate America, I normally email people, because you got to CYA, cover your ass. And I normally email you and say, take it down, don't use it. I've had to go as far as going to, like, let's say this person is like, I don't even have an agent. Some of my assistants have agents. I don't even have one. And I go as far to their agent and say, that's not their work, okay? Take it down. So if you think that we're going to let you get away with it, you might get away with it for a couple of minutes, but we will make you take it down in some way, shape, or form. I'm not the one, as my friend said to me very long time ago, Deshaun, you're like a dog with a bone. You won't let it go, and I won't. So if you, and most of us won't, because you don't do that. It's just like some things you just don't wind up doing. You don't take anybody else's work like that and put it up for your own. When I first started, and I worked for Sharon, fabulous Sharon Gulp, I'm sure you had her on your show. She's amazing. Of course, I listened. Of course, you had Sharon on your show. Okay. So Sharon had given me, we had worked on this long shoot. I mean, it was 2 days. It was retarded. It was just forever. And it was David LaChapelle. So it was just like, wow, you know. So she said to me, honey, you worked your behind off. I want you to get, when the tears come, I want you to take your portion of the tears and you can use them. So I was like, oh, really? Wow, thank you, Sharon. And she's so generous, you know. So I was like, wow, I get my own tears. This is amazing. So I took the tears and put them on my website. And I put, at the time when I first started, I still do it. I do everything. So I had my own website that I was the webmaster for. You know how we all do it now, where, you know, you put your pictures up. So I put the pictures up, and I was so excited, and I would put down most places. If you saw my site when I first started, I had like 15 pages. It was retarded, okay? So I had like an update page where I was like a blog kind of thing. Then I had big girls and skinny girls and men. I had this all over the place. So I wasn't paying attention enough to keep up with what I was doing. So on one particular page where these tears were, I didn't put down assisting Sharon. Though if you went to another page, it was there. Okay? Honey, you would have thought that I had stolen from the Lord, because the hellfire that I got for that mistake, and it was my mistake, I'm not blaming anybody, I did it, was like, Deshaun's a thief, she sees this, she's untrustworthy, she stole, she's passing off somebody's work for her own. I mean, I was just like, whoa, but you told me I could use them. I don't understand. What's the big deal? I don't get it. Honey, they ripped me a hole, okay?
I mean,
wow, really? We're going to go that deep? But it was a lesson that I learned, that one, if you are the webmaster of your thing, you better be on top of your stuff. That's number one. And two, even though the key said you could do it, if the key said you could do it, make sure you give her credit. Because if you don't give her credit, there are people out there who may not email you, by the way, who will not email you, but they will talk about you like a dog. They will do everything behind the scenes to step on your neck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, it's such an unpleasant thing for such a little stupid mistake as, oh, God, I didn't put it there. Jesus, I meant to. Ooh, I made a mistake. So whether it's a mistake on these newbies' parts or it's trying to get over, you ain't getting over, because we're not stupid enough to think that you worked on Beyonce by yourself. We're not stupid enough to think that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
And then somebody will eventually ask you, like, people ask me how I worked on Beyonce, and I don't. I said, I was part of a crew, and they hooked me up, and it was Beyonce's birthday present to Jay-Z, and they hired me to do the whole video. And Beyonce was part of the video. And yes, did I get paid directly from Beyonce's crew? Yes, I did. But did she reach out to me and find me? No. But at the same time, did I work on Beyonce? Did I work on Jay-Z's mother and grandmother and this and that? And yeah, I did. You know what I mean? I wasn't there to assist. It was another assistant. So it's like, you have to, like, don't lie, because lying in this business will just blow up in your face. And it's going to blow up in your face at the worst time. Just when you think you made it, it will blow up in your face. And I hate to see that with such talented people. I hate to see that. So don't steal. You've heard it from me here. It's on my blog. I have 60-some-odd thousand people who have hit my blog already. So if you hit my blog, don't act like you don't know what I just said, because that story is on my blog. So you cannot take other people's work and not either give them credit or just take their work and use it for yourself. You cannot do that. So end of my sermon on taking work from somebody else. I'm telling you, it's going to blow up in your face.
I know, it really is. It really, really is. And the best thing you can do is not to put it up there. And if you do put it up there and it's wrong, the best thing you can do, if they come to you and say, take it down, take it down.
That's all. And I've had people argue with me, oh, no, I put powder on her. What? Are you really? Okay, are you going to argue with me because you put powder on somebody? Seriously? You are a little smoking crack, honey. This is crack talking, right? Because this can't be happening. I put powder on her, Shauna. I have the right to claim her. No, you don't have the right to claim her. It's not yours. So, newbies, if you heard me, if you're in the 100 miles of my voice, don't do that.
But you know what? It's not always newbies.
You know,
sometimes
that's true, too.
Those who've been out there for a while, but like we're saying, some people are just so hungry and they're just so ready to fill that resume up with everything that looks good, you know, so that they can get the next job. But it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and it still will bite you in the behind because you're not the only person on set. You know, that's the other thing. You do these
that's
little
true.
Sneaky things. You're not the only person on set. We can see. We know there's a crew list of could be, depending on how, like, your music video or Reggie, the crew list can go on forever. There's enough people, believe me, that will talk and say, no, I watched her all day. She sat in the corner. She didn't do anything. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, newbies, not so newbies, intermediates, whatever you want to call yourselves, don't do that. Don't steal. Stealing is bad. And the other thing I want to say about newbies, too, or even somewhat not newbies, is when they take people's images and they stick them on, Facebook, or they put them on their websites, and so, which I've had a lot of myself stolen. Don't do that either. If you don't have anything, and I've addressed this in my blog as well, if you only have one picture, be proud of the one picture you have, put up a cute bio, and keep it moving. Don't steal people's work and put it on there or claim it's some type of homage to makeup. No. Those things don't belong on your website at all.
Right.
Like little homages to makeup. Those things don't belong on websites in the first place. Those should be off. If you want to make a separate website and put it up there, that's fine. But as your professional website goes, and I didn't say Facebook page because I don't find them to be professional. That's just my peeve. But even if you have a professional Facebook page, no one's work is supposed to be on your page but yours.
Exactly.
Period. Yours.
And you know, and that's one reason why I don't really post a lot to Facebook and Instagram, like, you know, of work, because people do just that. They steal it.
And a lot of times what will happen is, let's say I don't know the makeup artist, but I certainly know the photographer who shot that, and I will alert the photographer. And that's what happens. It's like people think, oh, I stole from this obscure makeup artist. Okay, you did. But, oh, I know the photographer who shot them. Let me let them know. And it happens all over the place. That's how they get busted. They think it's just a makeup artist looking at their stuff. You know, sometimes it could be a photographer looking at your work who lets us know. It's a whole bunch of things. So when you steal from us, we'll find out eventually. I had somebody steal from me, and the girl, who was this place at? It was a makeup salon in, like, Latvia, something crazy, like, all the way across the world. And it came up, and boop, there was my work. And I said, how the hell did she get my work on her site? And come to find out, she stole my work. It was all, she stole a photographer's, almost the photographer's whole thing. She stole almost all of his work off the thing, put it on hers, and trying to pass off makeup classes. And, of course, I contacted the photographer and let him know, and he went after her. So you may be getting away with it for a minute, but you won't be getting away with it for a while. It's just not cool. And it's so unprofessional. And when I see that, I don't want to work with you. If I notice, like, on your card you have a picture and I know that picture's not yours, I'm never going to call you. I'm never going to work with you. It's just, you don't do that. Like people say, well, Deshawn, I don't have anything. I didn't have anything either, and I didn't take somebody's picture and put it on my card. It's, even if it's a stock image, I just don't even like those stock images. I don't know why they give you stock images for a makeup card. I feel that's even wrong. It's not your makeup. You're passing off somebody else's work as yours. You shouldn't be doing that. So my personal opinion is don't use stock images. Use a really cool, legible font. Pick a color that you like on your website. Do something, like a really cool short bio of what you want to be in this industry. Put a really cool picture up, you know, that kind of thing. But don't try to pass off or pad your resume and make it sound like you're doing all these things when a seasoned person could look and say, oh, she's full of, or he's full of, you know. You couldn't have done all that stuff because you don't even have it presented here. It's not connecting. It's like we can read between your lines, so please don't do that because it's just going to hurt you in the end. Just be honest.
That's
if you're just honest, if things happen a lot faster when you're just honest.
Absolutely.
Would you tell them, please?
what are you looking for in particular in an assistant?
Girl, I'm so assistant out. I'm so saying, I tell you, it would wear me out. Oh my God. When I look for an assistant, I look for an assistant who, one, reads the things that I send them to read before they get to me. That's number one. But I really just want an assistant who can roll with my crazy behind, who can get my latte right, who doesn't have a problem with cleaning the brush, who doesn't have a problem with running and doing makeup if I ask you, who really doesn't, like, I kind of like my assistants to, like, assist. And I do, I shouldn't say this on the radio, because they go, oh, you give lessons. You said you don't give lessons. But I do give lessons in terms of I want them to understand the value of what's happening right now. And I'll say, you see what's happening over here? You know, I am that weirdo who likes to keep teaching when I'm not supposed to be. So if I'm doing this for you, the least you could do is clean my brushes. The least you could do is do these things. So I need an assistant who's willing to listen, no back talk, who's proficient enough in makeup, who's truthful. In other words, like I remember asking, I think I was keying the cotton show, and I said, hey, I need people who are really good with eyelashes. And then, you know, and I said, please tell me the truth if you're not good with eyelashes, because I need to know. And people wrote me back and said, Deshawn, I'm not really good with eyelashes. I guess I can't be in your team, right? And I was just like, no, honey, I just wanted to know who was good with eyelashes. So don't lie and say I'm good with eyelashes, and then I get you there and you're screwing up. You know what I mean? That irritates me. Like, it's a little weird things for me personally that kind of get to me, like telling me, yeah, I can do eyelashes in 4 seconds, and then it takes you 15 minutes. Or not being able to do something that I've asked you personally, can you do? Can you do a red lip in 3 seconds? Can you do this? Can you do that? Everything that I do is really specific to what I'm doing. It's not universal. It's more like I'm working on this music video. Can you deal with thugs? I'm working on this model. Can you deal with crazy models? You know, it's like little things like that. It's more of a clicky thing with me, too. If I like you, then we're cool, because assisting is very personal. It's very personal. And I don't want to be around people who I can't be myself with. Like, all my assistants know, Deshawn's a little nutty cuckoo. She's a little crazy. And they get me, and they get my sense of humor, and they get it. I don't have to be careful about what I say, and they get me, and I get them, and that's why it works, and that's why I constantly call back my assistants, from years ago, like, can you help me with this, you know, because they get me. So for me, if I feel a vibe and you get me, then it's cool. I think for now on, though, to be honest, I will be doing, like, assisting casting. I don't know if that's the right word, like setting up a time where if people really do want to assist, you can come meet me and we can sit down and talk for like a good 15, 20 minutes. I look at your resume and all that stuff, and then I'll literally put you on my list of people. Mm-hmm. But I probably won't be, you know, having people contact me out of the blue unless I meet with you first. I have to meet with you, because there's right. No more of this on the phone, hey, yeah, okay, uh-huh, uh-uh. I'll have to meet with people now, because it's been blowing up in my face in weird ways, and so I'd rather just meet people, because it's not always I get to meet I have wonderful assistants throughout the years. I mean, honestly, I've only had like maybe 5 bad experiences with assistants, but those experiences have knocked me on my ass, so I don't want my behind to be on the floor no more. I just want to be able to meet you, talk with you, get the vibe from you. Are you cool? Am I cool for you? You might not even like me. You might say, right. I don't work with this crazy. She's crazy. That's fine. And that's the other
that's
thing.
True,
is like,
though.
You know, you should know, like I'm talking to newbies, you guys should know who it is you're talking to or who it is you're emailing. A lot of times people don't know who I am, but they'll send me this letter, oh, my God, your work is so wonderful. And I'm like, well, if you don't know about my blog and you don't know about this and you don't know about that, how do you know about my work? Maybe you saw it on Facebook for 4 seconds, but that's not knowing my work and that's not knowing who I am. So if you're going to reach out, like when I reach out to people to this day, and I'm 12 years in the business, I will devour your history. I want to know everything I can about you before I open my mouth, because I always mm-hmm. feel like, somebody's going to quiz me, you know? You ever get that feeling like if I say, oh, I love your work, and then might say, well, what is it about my work do you like? And it's like, I never want that feeling of, like, I don't have an answer for you because I don't know because I only saw one picture. So, you know, so I try to look up as much. If I'm working with a new photographer, I'm always like, oh, what do they do and how do they do it? Oh, my God, is it, you know. So it's that kind of thing. And I think that's the kind of, like, self-education that I think that newbies are missing. They don't really do the homework. And I'm always talking about doing homework because if you don't do the homework, You're gonna get screwed. You're gonna sit there and you're gonna be asked out. You're just gonna be, I don't know. And I've seen that in newbies' faces. I don't know, Deshaun. I don't know. And then they go into like panic. They panic, and it's like, wow. Well, it's cool. You didn't know, but certain things you should have known. Certain things you should have known. Not asking you to like, you know, teach me a history lesson on a person, but there's certain things that everybody has about them in terms of makeup artistry, photography, hair, whatever. If you want to be part of their world, then there's certain things that you should know. And the certain things are, like, what is it that they do? Like, I had a friend of mine, after the article came out on my blog, she was like, Deshaun, I get so many people emailing me, and they have no idea what I do. And she's I think she's pretty famous. And all you have to do is type in, all you have to do really is type in our name. If you type in Deshaun Hatcher on the internet, my world comes up. Bloop, it all comes up. I have I always look on there to see if there's some funkiness on there, like it needs to be taken down, so I'm always looking. There's like 13 pages of my crap on the internet. So don't tell me you don't know about me. That means you didn't even type in Deshaun Hatcher. You didn't bother. You saw me on Facebook, and you just didn't bother. And that's lazy. Do your homework. I do homework all the time. I'm always doing homework, always doing homework. You have to do your homework. I think freelancers, I think we think there's no need. Oh, we're free. I guess I'm freelancers. I think freelancing means we're free. And we're not free. I work more now than I have ever when I was in corporate America. I've never worked as hard in my life. I swear to God, this is a lot of work. And so it's like when you're working so hard and then you run across somebody who isn't working that hard but yet asking you for things, it can be a little annoying. It can really get on your nerves. Like, how do I find a website, Deshaun? I don't know how to find a website. How do you know? Huh? You type in into the search engine, website. It's like things like that. Or if you knew who I was, probably the fourth thing down on my first page is Deshaun Loves Makeup blog. I wonder what she has to say. Let's see. Well, right there it says websites. Oh, cool. You see? So you wouldn't have to even bother to ask me those types of questions. And when I get those types of questions, knowing I just wrote an article about it or it's on my blog, I won't answer you. And I will not reach out to you because, to me, you're not doing your homework. Homework is key in this industry. You're not going to get anywhere unless you do your homework.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm giving sermons. I feel like I'm
Absolutely.
Giving sermons.
Well, you know, I'm going to cut you off, but I was going to say I'm going to put some people on the spot. I see Sharon Tina and Brandy and Lorinda on the chat, on the tweet chat, and I'm just curious. I would love for you all to call in and just let me know your thoughts if you've ever assisted, you know, your thoughts of what it is to be an assistant. So the number is 914-803-4399 is the number.
I was going to say, or if you want to assist and you have a question, even if you don't think you have a question, I'm sure you have a question.
I know. We all have questions. Even I have
because
questions.
If you want to assist, I mean, I'm sure you don't know how to go about it or you've never even made the first step. So call in and ask the question.
And while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I just wanted to say, you know, like assisting on a film and television show is a little different than, you know, than being on a photo shoot or, let's say, fashion week. And I said that because, and I see somebody on the line, I'll get to you in one second. I'm saying that because you know, it's so different. For feature film, you just can't bring in anybody. Just bring in anybody. Oh, okay, here's a makeup artist that I know, and she's going to assist me today. You just can't do that. A lot of times you have to, you just have to have permission to even have visitors on the set. But when it comes to feature film and television, you know, because people are in the union, they're union workers, for somebody to come in and to work, you have to be in a union. So mm-hmm. to get somebody to come in and to be what, like what we're talking about today, you know, we can call them interns, and but you still have to get permission to even bring them in. So I just wanted to say that because there are some people out there who may be thinking about, oh, they want to come in and assist on a film and television set.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just saying that you have to handle that a little differently.
Yeah, that's
right.
A whole different world.
And speaking of interns, even when the, when you do have an intern on a film or television set, they will not do makeup.
Right. They won't. Well, you know that before you come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to be running around as if they were a PA or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, but some of we may, but to the, well, yeah, that's on a feature film. Now, if it's on an independent film, then we probably will have you doing makeup.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay, so I have, I believe this is Brandy. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Brandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, great topic. I think if you're going to be an assistant, I don't, well, this isn't a question, but it'll turn into a question. If you have to know what assisting is, it doesn't mean like you go and you're the spotlight. Like you're not the spotlight. You're there to help. And if you have an open attitude, you'll do whatever job. You'd be like, oh, you want me to tie your shoes? Okay. Cause guess what? You got to be in an environment you weren't in before. And if that's the way you got to come in and learn and be teachable, I think, you know, that some of those other issues won't come up. But I'm, like, pretty shocked that people would steal work or say they did something they didn't do, you know.
All the time, Brandy. All the time, honey.
That's terrible. That, like, turns my stomach a little bit. Like, why would you lie? And you're right. You're going to get busted out. But let me think of a question. Well, okay, I'll ask all of you a question because you all are much more established than me. I've assisted other celebrity makeup artists, and it was horrible because, you know, the artist told me, really, she told me it was going to be one way. I don't even know if she listened to the show, but God bless you if you're listening, but you'll know that I'm talking about you. You know, she told me she needed me for one thing, and then it ended up, I was like, taxi limo service, you know, all over the place. I did a lot of the work, and that's when I learned that lesson. Like, I did a lot of the hair work, and then when everything came out, you know, and I said, can I have pictures, or how does this work? You know, because it was like my first time, really.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, yeah, and you can put that. I'll make sure I credit you that you were the assistant, and blah, blah, blah. You gotta, every came out, nope, my name wasn't anywhere. And what made me upset about that, which that's fine, is that she had a different assistant maybe a couple of weeks later because I was on to her, so I was like, yeah, you're fake. I don't want to assist you anymore. The other assistant's name was on every picture that they worked on, and I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Was it
like,
for an
you know,
editorial? Was it for a magazine?
I don't know what they did with the pictures.
Oh, so this is something that she personally put on her site and said her assistant was X. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted to understand.
It was just a, you know, no problem.
No, only reason why I asked is because a lot of times, unfortunately, what will happen is if I'm doing an editorial, I always want to give my assistants credit, and then I'll hand in the credit. You know, you have to hand in sometimes the makeup you use and the credits that you want. So you'll say assisting makeup would be XYZ, Brandy, right? But sometimes the magazines will not put that in. Even though they asked for it, they may not put it in. And then you look at me, Brandy, go, well, Deshawn says she'd be good. And it's not up to me. It's not with me. You know, and then this happened to me, too. I've assisted people, and I didn't, you know, I saw them do it, and they did not put it in the magazine. So I thought maybe perhaps it was it was a magazine that happened to you, because that does happen, where a person will give in all the credit, honey. I'll give you the brush I used, okay? And you put in the credit, and then all of a sudden when you get, even when it happens to me, because sometimes I'll put in, you know, makeup by Deshaun Hatcher for NARS, right? And they'll just put in makeup for Deshaun Hatcher, and they won't even put in for NARS. And so I'm like, I'm all ass out. I'm like, what happened? What happened? Oh, my God. But I told NARS I used that makeup. Oh, my God. I'm screwed. So I want people to understand that that can happen. Now, what that girl did to you with the tab is shady. That's shady. And
yeah,
I don't know who she is, and I hope she ain't a friend of mine. That's a little shady.
No.
Or it could have just been, but you know what? If you ever feel slighted like that, then I really think that you could have just, I don't know if you did or did not, I'm just saying, you could have said, oh, hey, I see that you credit, you know, all nice now, you got to be nice about it. Hey, I see you credited, you know, this assistant. Did you forget to add me? You know, that kind of thing. And then see what happens and see if she, you know, sometimes people just forget. So see if she's willing to give you that credit later on. It might be that she used you for hair, and she probably sucked at hair, and she doesn't want to give you the hair credit because then people will know she doesn't do hair that well. Do you get it? And then you see what I'm saying? So that's the other thing newbies need to understand. Like, sometimes the psyche of a key is, well, I really suck at this. Let me get somebody else to fill in for me and do that part for me, and I'll keep going. You know what I mean? So just be leery of that in, you know, next time. Just, like, keep your eye open. I didn't say don't take the job, but keep your eye open.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I still learned so much from that experience. I mean, I was over several jobs with her. I learned a lot, but positive and negative, I guess. But thank you for
that's the problem.
Saying that about the credit part.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I want you to, like, especially credit. It's hard. It's not up to us. I'll give them in all the time. And like I said, it happens to me. When I did the cover of Zinc Magazine, and I put in my credits, and I contacted NARS and said, yo, I used your makeup. I'm so excited. You gonna get the cover. And then all of a sudden, he came back and said, Mac, and I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, are you serious? But I told him. So it's just a matter of, just so you know, that people can screw over credits and editorials and so on. So, but really, if something's funky with you, if something really bothers you, I don't see any problem with contacting that person and saying in a nice way, hey, hey, you didn't give me any credit for the hair. Is there a reason? Or, hey, you know, you forgot me. But everything should be in a nice way. Never like, girl,
right,
I thought you said... You know, just be nice. You sound like a nice girl. Just be nice about it.
Yeah, you don't want to burn bridges. You want to treat people right. But,
you know, even though
okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome, my dear.
Listen, I asked somebody on the tweet chat a little earlier when we first started. I reached out to Renee Hamilton and asked her what she thought about being an assistant. I know she did assist my sister on a film a few years ago.
We going to get the dirt on you?
No, actually, my sister praised her. She was a wonderful assistant. But I just wanted to read some of her comments that she made here in response to my question. Let's see, which I thought her comments were very nice. She says, I enjoy being a makeup artist assistant because it's a form of paying honor and respect. Let's see. This is kind of similar. I see working as a makeup artist assistant as an honor versus a job. Let's see. What else do we have? She says, there are makeup artists who are too eager for credit that they miss out on experience. Now,
yes,
that is so true.
That's so true.
So true. Some do it for the like. I see working as an MUA assistant as a chance to learn more and check yourself. That's a great point. Great point. That was a great point. Like she said, some MUAs want to work as assistants for clout. They are truly interested in growing. Good point.
Yeah. And that's why you assist. I mean, first of all, most of us, and including myself, when I assisted, I'd be like, I paid. Are you kidding me? So you're there to learn, and you should really be strategic with assisting. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, I used to be the kind of person who would say, somebody said, Deshaun, would you? I said, yes, before I even know what the hell they wanted. I'm, yes, I'll be there, yes, whatever. But, you know, you should be a little bit more, I hate to say picky, but be picky. You know, ask, hey, what is it for? You know, I know, like, especially not if it's your first thing. Like, in terms of if you've been doing assisting for, let's say, a year, and you're still working on your craft, but you're assisting, you know, for a year, it's fine to say, hey, what is it for? You know, is there pay? And then you get to weigh, you have to make your decision fast because the key is waiting for your answer. But it's okay to say, oh, no, I can't make it this time. It's okay. We're not going to kill you, but you will be like, put on, we have lists of people we pick, and if we're going down the list, we're asking. But if you miss out on this one and you do it in the right way and you say, oh, no, you know, like a lot of times people say, oh, you know, can you work for a lesser rate? And I go, honey, I got to pay my rent. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not getting paid, I think you do have a right to kind of say, well, I really would love to do that gig, but I'm not sure I can afford to do it. You know, and I think a lot of times, like, when people assist, they get agitated because they've assisted, let's say, for 6 months, or this one particular artist, they've assisted for 6 months and they haven't gotten paid. And it could be, you know, you could get agitated. Well, don't get agitated with the key. That's your decision to be there. Just choose wisely. You can ask the key a question, like, hey, what is it for? Because sometimes I'll just ask, hey, can you assist me on Saturday? And then they'll say, yeah, and then, you know, because they get me. They understand me. But for some people who don't even know, you don't know the person very well, it's okay to ask, is it for this? You know, I just want to know what it's for. And then you could say, oh, I would love to, or no, or not no. Don't never say no. Say, I'm busy.
Right.
Never say no. Don't say, like, girl, please. You know I got to eat. Just say, oh, I'm so busy, I wish I could. That's a better polite way of getting out of something. Just say, no, I'm busy, I wish I could. And keep it moving. But I think that the no pay gets to a lot of people. And I understand everybody has to eat, and I understand all that, but it is what it is. It's an industry based on, if you're new, you probably will not be getting paid. And if you're getting paid, believe me, it's $50. So.
Yep. And let's see. I had someone else sent a tweet based on a question I asked. Let's see. Keisha. Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, okay. Keisha White says, first of all, they're all saying, speak the truth, Deshaun. But
I don't know what else to say.
Let's see. Keisha says that she assisted in the past, but she wasn't hired by the key makeup artist, but the executive producer.
Okay.
And she says, this is Keisha. I'm sorry. I just now realizing what Keisha this is, but she said, but she did put it on her resume as the assistant.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just saying that's an example where you get a chance to assist, but the key is not bringing you in. And of course, it's fine at that rate to put it on your resume.
Oh yeah.
And as long as you're not saying that you did the work that the key did, then it should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the word assisted or sustain down, the industry, it's about the industry. It's not about consumers. It's about the industry understanding what your role was that day. If you don't put it down, they may assume, if they don't dig into your, if they don't look at your resume or your website, let's say, if they don't pay attention to it and just take what you just said as fact, that you were, I guess, passing yourself off this key, they won't know any better. But most people really would look in your work for a minute and assess that you're full of crap if you said you were key on a Britney Spears music video, when we all know you weren't. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? What I was just saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to say assistant, yeah, I mean, everybody knows, you know, in the industry, everybody understands assisting means this. And sometimes don't get it twisted either, because you put down assisting. Like somebody say, hey, you know, I have this thing on my resume and it says assisting whomever. And then I'll go, oh, really? And then I'll call whomever and say, hey, how was this girl when she assisted you? See, so it's like, don't lie about that either. Don't put down assisting XYZ and think we're not going to, I'm not going to contact, especially if I know a person, I might text them the next minute and say, I'm interested in this person. How was she on your set? And then they'll tell me the truth, because I tell the truth all the time. Child, don't you do it. You know, I tell the truth all the time. You know, and all my friends, when I reach out to them, they'll tell me the truth. So
right.
If you're going to write down, if you're going to use that job at all as an assistant, you better have been the best assistant in the world, honey, because we will talk about you like a dog. That's the truth. You would talk about you like, I would tell the truth, honey. I had one assistant that was so horrible. I called up my friend, was like, child, she's terrible. If she ever calls you, don't use her. I just was like, this is not an experience I want for anybody, not for any of my friends, none of them. Beware.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Beauty by Lorinda says that some assisting experiences are invaluable. May not be paid, but may lead to many opportunities.
Yes.
That's true.
So, oh, my God, that's so true. That's how I got my first break was when I assisted Sharon, and all these things blew up on set. I mean, imagine this. If you guys don't even know who David LaChapelle is, I would come to your house and strangle all of you guys, because you should know the photographers of the world. He's like one of the best photographers in the world, not in America, in the world, okay? So this is my first assisting gig ever in the history of assisting. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I have no clue. And I'm there and I'm assisting Sharon, and she's so lovely to me, and she just, you know, I think she could tell by how big my eyes were. I had no idea what I was doing. And she worked me like a dog, but at the same time, she just helped me, you know? She just kind of helped me along. And a lot of things on that set. It was a 2-day set, and a lot of things. He fired a makeup artist, and oh, child, it was a lesson to be seen. I wish I could recreate it for everybody. It was just like 2 days of oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And the thing that I got out of it was shut the hell up, do what you're told, and then improvise. You know, because Sharon wasn't always around me. She kind of like she got comfortable with me, and then she just left me alone. She left me alone. She's scared. I couldn't find her. So they run up to me, and I'm doing makeup. These people run up to me, and they go, manicurist, manicurist. And I'm like, no, honey, I am no manicurist. I'm here to do this. Leave me alone. I don't know you. I'm not leaving. I was freaked out. And then the person says, no, but you, it's you. He wants you. David wants you. And I'm like, he don't want me. He don't even know my name. I am not going over there. And then they said, no, it's you, it's you, it's you. So I had to stop what I was doing, and it freaked me out because I didn't want Sharon to come back at that point and go, where the hell's my assistant, you know? So I go in the back. David, he has this thing where he always builds all his sets. That's another lesson that you can learn. I mean, it's amazing to work for him. So he built this set, and we're back there, and he's like yelling and cursing, and he's sitting there, and he's just cursing, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to be a part of this. So nobody will walk on set when he's on set. It's kind of like, don't pass this line. So I'm like, I got to get back to work. I don't want Sharon mad at me. Oh, my God, why am I here? So then nobody's talking to him, and everybody's afraid to say something. So I go, David, because now I'm a weirdo, and don't do this. Don't do this, okay? But I'm a weirdo, so I got agitated. And I was like, yo, I'm supposed to be doing my job, and you're going to get me fired. So I said, David, is there something I could do for you like that? And he says, I just want you to paint their toes. And I said, oh, is that it? Because he's yelling for, I could hear him all the way down the hall. I'm like, well, is this yelling for painted toes, really? So I said, okay, I could do that for you. That's not a big deal. And then, oh, by the way, makeup artist, you will be painting toes. And you would be doing light manicuring. I need to say that too. So I say, okay, no problem. I say, how much time are you going to give me? He says, you have a half an hour. I said, okay, no problem. Honey, I am a manicurist. I went to school for it. I had those biatches back on set in 10 minutes. The man kissed me. Okay? This is what I'm saying about assisting. You never know what can happen. You never know. And at the end of a shoot with David freaking LaChapelle, and by the way, when Sharon introduced me to him, you ever see, like, shows where people say something to somebody and then they like ignore them, they look over their heads, you hear crickets. That's how it was with David. Sharon said, I want you to be my assistant today, David. This is Deshaun. And he just wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't talk to me. He talked over my head. I was a non-entity in that man's life. Okay? At the end of the shoot, with everything else that I had to do for him that went on, he kissed me. I almost died and fell on the damn floor. David LaChapelle kissed me. What? 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 The man who wouldn't talk to me. He kissed me, and he said, thank you so much for all your hard work. I had to do bullet holes that day. I had to do blood work. I didn't do all that. And I told him the truth, too. I told him the truth. He said, can you do a bullet hole? I was like, I never did a bullet hole. I'm sorry, I don't know how to. He said, try. I said, okay. I did a bullet hole for him. He threw blood on the guy. He was like, perfect. I mean, it was just like such a, it was a weird day. It was like a weird 2 days. And at the end of the 2 days, when you're standing there on the assembly line saying goodbye to Dave LaChapelle, you're thinking, oh, my God, he's just going to throw me out of set. And he kissed me, and he said, thank you so much for your hard work. And you know what happened? Weeks later, the phone comes across. My phone rings, and the number on it says David LaChapelle. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? I did something wrong. What is that? What is that? Why is he calling me? And he offered me a principal makeup artist spot on Little Kim's CD thing because he was saying thank you to me. You did such a great job. I want you to come back. Hello? Who gets that? Did I get paid? Mm-hmm. No. I didn't get paid. I didn't get paid for working with Sharon those 2 days. But look what I got out of it. And Sharon was so cool, but she was like, girl, get your thing. So this mm-hmm. is what I'm saying is, like, assisting is, now you won't always have this. You won't work for David LaChapelle or something. But what I'm saying is assisting is, it opens up the world to you people. If you're just freaking cool about it, it can open up the world. But when you're nasty, you walk on set with an attitude, you think you're the diva, you think you could be rude to people, you don't want to do your job, you don't want to go get coffee, you don't want to do this, it's going to close for you so hard. And it's a shame because it doesn't take much to get you going. Like, if you keep, you know, you get your name out there. And then from that shoot, people were passing my name around. Sharon was passing my name around. She took me by the arm, and I had to go back to the studio to drop off an invoice. She took me by the arm and introduced me to other makeup artists, to other key makeup artists. Oh, my God, she's such a great assistant. You should work with her. So I think that's why when I write about assisting, I have done it. I have been on the floor. I have done a lot of stuff. I get it. I get it, people. But if you're going to be nasty about it and you're going to stab people in the back and you're going to do all these things, it's never, ever, ever going to work out for you. Never. So that is my David LaChapelle story. And
and we're going to be cut off in, like, probably 30 seconds. But, Deshaun, if you have minutes, if you could go over to Facebook on the Beauty Talk Online page, I want you to answer Lorinda's question. She has a question because she's saying, let's see. She said, I'd like to add, it's helpful if the key has a positive approach with critiques. Some keys can be a bit harsh. So if you could go over there and address that question, that would be great. Just address.
I can try, but I ain't got no internet. I don't have internet. My internet keeps going in and out the whole week.
Oh, that's
right.
I will try. The internet. Okay, your
Verizon,
internet, that's right, I forgot about that.
Verizon is the devil. So I will try.
Okay, but we want to thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. And thank you for those people who listened and joined us in the chat room, who responded to my questions, and for Brandy for calling in. Thank you to Brandy for being a great assistant. And just always being there and being prepared and ready to serve. To Renee Hamilton, my sister always talks about how great she is as an assistant, and I'm really looking forward to meeting her. And to Lorinda, I want to get you on the assistant side. So sometime this year, hopefully we'll see you again. But again, to everybody, thank you guys for tuning in and just for your continued support. Join us next Sunday, where our guest will be makeup artist and hairstylist Valerie Noble, and she's also creator and beauty editor of Regard Magazine. So she'll be here to talk with us next week, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Tell a friend. Join us. Listen in. And check us out on the Tweet Chat as well. So thank you, everybody. And I wanted to say to my sister, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, okay, I'm too busy. I'm too busy typing how great Renee Hamilton is on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening, and thank you again so much, Deshaun. We really do appreciate you being here. We're so happy that you were here to kind of talk about this issue and have people to hear and to know what it is you shouldn't do and what you should do and how you should approach it all. So we thank you for joining us and sharing that information with us.
You guys are so welcome, and I hope it helps everybody, and y'all should be so happy to have Beauty Talk. I swear to God.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too, ladies. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Thank you guys again for listening. Go out on our Blog Talk Radio page and mark it as a favorite if you like tonight's show. And come on to the Beauty Talk online page on Facebook and join us with your conversation and let us continue the conversation, Ashley. So until next week, have a beautiful and blessed week.
And if you have any more questions, you continue to type them into the Beauty Lounge. We'll be here to answer them.
All right. Good night.
Good night.